Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. We're going to do a quick deep dive today into some stories your students might be reading about in the Juice app.
Yeah, just a brief look to give you, the parents and teachers, a heads up on the topics and maybe spark some discussion ideas.
Exactly. So first up, something close to home.
Yeah.
Endangered rivers in the U.S.
Right. American Rivers put out their annual report, and the Mississippi River is number one on their most endangered list for this year.
Number one. Wow. What are the main issues there?
Well, the report points to things like pollution, problems with infrastructure, you know, dams, levees, that sort of thing, and also threats from industry.
Okay. And the list itself, its purpose is really just to draw attention, right?
Yeah, exactly. To highlight rivers where things are getting critical for wildlife and for people, too, could be a good way to talk with kids about, you know, why clean water matters and how we impact our environment.
Makes sense. And it wasn't just the Mississippi, right? There were others.
Oh, yeah. A top 10 list. The Tijuana River was mentioned for, like, severe pollution. And rivers down in southern Appalachia apparently still dealing with flooding and landslide risks after Hurricane Helene last year.
Right. The recovery takes time.
For sure. And the lower Rio Grande, too, low water levels, overuse, that kind of thing.
So lots of different kinds of threats depending on the location.
Definitely. Good discussion points there about different environmental challenges.
All right. Shifting gears a bit. Kids sports. There's a story about spending.
Yeah, quite a bit of spending, actually. The number flitting around is $40 billion a year that American parents spend on youth sports.
$40 billion? That's huge.
It is. And the average per participant is apparently somewhere around $3,000 annually.
Wow.
And what's interesting is a survey found a really high percentage of parents, like 83%, believe their kid will play in college.
83%.
Yeah. And nearly half, 49%, think they'll get a scholarship. Even 75% think they'll play professionally.
That seems optimistic, considering the actual odds.
Extremely. The statistic is that fewer than 2% of high school athletes actually get college athletic scholarships. Michael Lewis called it a lottery-like temptation.
Yeah, I can see that. There's a cautionary note, too.
Right. Jessica Ruggles from New York Life mentioned the financial and, you know, emotional strain this can put on families and stressed prioritizing well-being over just the competitive drive.
So maybe a chat with kids about realistic goals.
Yeah.
And the costs, not just financial, of these activities.
Exactly. Balancing passion with, well, reality and well-being.
Okay, let's go. Way out there now. To space.
Yeah, pretty cool one. The James Webb Space Telescope might have found something interesting on an exoplanet, K2-18b.
Might have found. What are we talking about?
Potential biosignatures.
Yeah.
Specifically, they detected gases dimethyl sulfide or dimethyl disulfide that, here on Earth anyway, are produced by life, like bacteria and phytoplankton.
On another planet?
That's the suggestion. It's apparently an ocean-covered world about 2.5 times bigger than Earth, orbiting a red dwarf star.
But it's still tentative, right?
Yeah.
Scientists are usually cautious.
Very cautious. The lead researcher, Niku Matusitan, stressed it's not a definitive detection of life yet. And other experts, like Sarah Seeger and Nicole Lewis, are urging skepticism, saying it's too early to make that leap.
Right. Need more evidence.
Definitely. But it's a great way to talk about the search for life elsewhere, how these amazing telescopes work, and, you know, how science progresses gathering evidence versus just speculating.
Okay. Back down to Earth. And unfortunately, some tension. India and Pakistan.
Yeah. Things have escalated again following the tragic killing of 26 tourists in Kashmir.
Oh, that's awful. Is it clear who was responsible?
India suspects a group called Lashkar-e-Taiba or the Resistance Front, but Pakistan denies any involvement. It's happening against the backdrop of the long-standing conflict over Kashmir, of course.
Right. And there have been responses from both sides.
Yes. India's prime minister vowed justice, and they've taken steps like closing a key border crossing, expelling some officials, and significantly suspending parts of the Indus Waters Treaty.
Suspending a water treaty? That sounds serious.
It is. Pakistan responded by suspending visas, closing airspace to Indian flights, stopping trade, reducing diplomats, and their power minister called the water treaty suspension water warfare.
Wow. So a complex situation with real human impact.
Absolutely. A potential discussion there could be about international relations, how conflicts arise and escalate, and the consequences for ordinary people caught in the middle.
Okay, one more story. This one sounds a bit gentler. About a zoo.
Yeah, the Barcelona Zoo in Spain. They're apparently putting a real focus on caring for their older animals, making sure they're comfortable.
That's nice to hear. Zoos have kind of shifted focus over the years, haven't they?
They really have much more towards conservation, education, and animal welfare. This story highlights two elderly elephants, Susie and Bully, who recently lost their companion, Yo-Yo.
Ah, so the zoo is giving them extra care.
Yeah, they're studying how the elephants are coping with the loss and providing things like, special pedicures and softer flooring for their feet, just trying to ensure their comfort and dignity in their later years.
Little things that probably make a big difference for them.
Seems like it. There's a quote from Martin Zordon of the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, basically saying that ensuring animals have comfortable, dignified lives is a top priority now.
So, topics for discussion could be animal welfare, the changing role of zoos, maybe even how different animals experience loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots to explore there.
And finally, we usually end with the quote of the day.
Right. Today's is firm and patient optimism always yields its rewards.
Firm and patient optimism. Who said that?
That's from Carlos Slim. He's a very wealthy Mexican businessman involved in telecommunications, finance, retail, energy, construction, lots of areas.
Okay. Known for philanthropy too, right?
Yeah, quite active in health and education initiatives.
So the quote itself. Firm and patient optimism yields rewards. Could talk about what optimism means, the role of patience, maybe what rewards could look like beyond just money.
For sure. And maybe learning a bit about influential figures in business and philanthropy.
Okay, so that's just a quick snapshot of some things students might be exploring today via the juice. Quite a mix, from local rivers to exoplanets to global politics.
It really is a wide range. Thinking about all this different information kids are encountering, it really makes you consider what skills are most important for them to navigate it all, doesn't it? Like critical thinking, maybe empathy.
Yeah, that's a great point. Definitely something for us all to think about. How do we best equip them to be informed, thoughtful citizens in such a complex world?
Well, thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.